good first day in pads, a little ebb and flow, battles fought and won on both sides. That's part of it. We'll take a look at the tape and kind of proceed. But I just like the overall energy and enthusiasm. Obviously, we need to grow from an assignment and fundamental standpoint, pad level and some things. But this tape will be a great start in terms of reinforcing some of those core coaching points relative to playing the game in that manner. Got out relatively injury-free. Jordan Zumwalt had a tight groin. We'll evaluate him. Rest of just bumps and bruises. Really no updates on the guys that missed today. Le'Veon will continue to be day-to-day. Maybe we'll get him back soon. Same for CJ. And the extended out guys are starting the process of working their way back. Talking about Alvester Alexander and Mike Mitchell. Had good run session this morning with the training staff. Be happy to address any questions you might have.
Can you talk about Sean Spence, seeing him out there after being with him from the very beginning with that injury and how far he's overcome? What did that mean to you as a coach?
You know, I really didn't think a lot about it today because we've had a great deal of comfort of where he is for some time. Probably went through those feelings or emotions when he came out in the spring and, you know, really showed his capabilities in terms of movement and controlling his body and redirecting. Really didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it or looking at him today. I know he was glad to be back out there and had a smile on his face.
Mike, did Brian Shazier make an impression on you and backs on backers?
He did some nice things. He was elusive, obviously, playing to his assets, obviously, with his speed and agility. But it's day one. He's going against guys in a like position with not a lot of experience, and that's why we'll continue to pit these guys against each other and hope that on both sides they improve and get better. Yeah, it's part of football. Obviously, we're going to put them in some challenging situations, as many as we can, and see who responds and how they respond. And, you know, from an intensity standpoint, I give both sides a thumbs up in terms of responding to the occasion presented.
Mike, when you raise the intensity level, getting the pads, is one side of the ball generally ahead of the other?
Not really. You know, it's usually ebb and flow, and usually that's how it is in development. Some want to win today, the other side will get hacked off and come back and win the next day, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't look too much into that.
You seem to get a real kick out of Jason World's interception.
That's the first time Jason Worlds has caught a ball in any fashion out here. In practice, in a walkthrough, I call him the defensive end from Blacksburg. I'm gonna paint that ball and give it to him.
Mike, what was more impressive, that he caught it or that he was able to run with three archers?
The fact that he caught it. I know he can run.